What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Mike Sperando, and this is Sporadic. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, please hit that subscribe button on wherever you may be listening. Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever it may be. I think we're live like on 20, 25 different sites right now, applications, whatever you may call it. So go check it out. This is going to be a shorter podcast. I want to come on here and just make a quick episode in regards to motivation and manifesting and all that good stuff. I could talk about hours about manifesting. It's something that I've believed in over the past couple of years. I want to say the past like 5-6 years I've been believing in manifestation, and everything that I have been manifesting into my life has come back to me, and it is tremendous, guys. I got to say that everything that I have wanted in my life, it has happened. Now, sometimes it happens over the course of a couple months. It's never happened in 1 month, and I can confidently say that. It's never happened in 1 month, but over the course of a couple months or even a couple years, I've had a couple goals that I've accomplished as of late within the past year, year and a half, that took a couple years to get to. I'm not going to say this stuff comes overnight. I'd be bullshitting you if I said it did. It doesn't. At the end of the day, if you want something, you got to work towards it every single day and know that what you're doing is working towards your future and working towards what you want in life, and understanding that nobody's going to want it as hard as you do. And I know there's many professions that may have many applicants to it, such as, like, let's just say the MBA, or working for Apple, or any of these jobs, working at Target, let's just say. There's a lot of people who have these jobs, obviously, because they're franchises, and they have like a lot of they have a lot of people. But here's the thing. Actually, I don't know if they're franchises. Don't quote me on that. But here we go. If you want something, you need to understand that you need to do whatever it takes to get there. Now, manifestation is around. If you don't know what manifestation is, it's basically talking about and wishing into existence what you want in your life. Now, there's several ways to do this. You could wake up every morning and say what you want in the mirror to yourself. You could write down on sticky notes what you want. Like personally, to give you what I do, I have on one of my computers, I have sticky notes of all the goals that I want to do. Each goal has a different sticky note. So I have like 4 or 5 different sticky notes on there. And yeah, so I've been sticking to that. And I got to say, a lot of it has been coming true. I think there's one on there that hasn't came true yet. But when you stick to what you want in life, you'll see that it always comes back to you. And there was a course where I would wake up every single morning, and before I looked at my phone, before I brushed my teeth, before I did anything, I would literally just lay in bed and I would say, this is going to happen. This is what I want my life to be. And this is what I need to do to get there. And the big thing in manifesting, guys, is you need to understand that it's not going to happen overnight, and you need to understand the steps in the process that it's going to take to get there. At the end of the day, you're working for the process, and you're not necessarily working for the end goal. You want to enjoy the process. The end goal is great when you get there. Don't get me wrong, it's an amazing feeling, but it's all about that process of getting there and leading up to there. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hard sweat and tears. I don't even think that was right English, but whatever. There's going to be a lot of sweat and tears going into whatever you want to do. Whether that's getting a new job, whether that's finding a new hobby, whether that's being a Twitch streamer, whatever it may be. You need to understand that, again, it's not going to happen overnight. You need to set goals for yourself. You need to set a ladder to success for yourself and figure out what it's going to take to get there. Give yourself a realistic goal, but give yourself a goal nonetheless. I know people manifest things, but they don't give a goal. So, like, to give you an example, I wanted to start my business up, but I told myself I wanted to become a business owner by the age of 21. Now, take it for what it's worth, that didn't happen. I became a business owner at the age of 24, but nonetheless, I still had a goal, and I still had something that I wanted to reach. It wasn't just a goal that I threw into the air. Hey, I want to become a business owner. Okay, when I set that goal at 18, I could have been a business owner at 21, 25, 40, 70. It didn't matter. Who even knew if I would make it to 70? You know what I mean? But just throwing a goal out there is great. That's a great start. But you need to have that second part of the goal, which is, okay, what is my deadline for the goal, or the expansive period between that deadline. So, like, my goal was to become a business owner at 21. Now, if I didn't do that, I was giving myself till 25. So I had like a 4-year gap. But nonetheless, I still manifested that every single morning. I started doing this when I did YouTube back in 2011, which a lot of people don't know about. And again, I talked and spoke about upon that in my first podcast, that back in 2011, I did YouTube. I don't want to say I fell off of it, but I just fell out of love with it, to be honest with you. Because again, it just became so saturated. But that was like my first step in becoming a business owner. And the reason why I say that is because if you think about YouTube and if you think about how it operates, you're your own boss. You're your own boss unless you're not monetizing your videos. And I think the first 3 years I did YouTube, which was stupid of me, I didn't monetize my videos, which means that they place ads on your videos and you can make money and revenue off of your videos based off the ads that they place on your videos. The more subscribers you have, the bigger the ads, the bigger the brands, the bigger the companies. And I didn't monetize probably until 3 years later. And I had a substantial amount of views and subscribers at that point that I went. So this is what happens when you monetize on YouTube. The second you hit monetize, all those previous other videos that you've already gained thousands of followers and views and all that stuff on, they don't monetize off that. What they do off that is called legacy views. So let's say I had a video, which I've had several of these, that hit 100,000 views. If I monetized after those videos hit 1,000 views, I'm sorry, 100,000 views, I don't make any money off those 100,000 views. What I do make money off of is after I already say, hey, I want to monetize these videos. Does that make sense? So if I hit 100,000 views on a video, let's just talk about one video for right now, and I hit monetize, those 100,000 previously before the monetization, I never get paid on. So YouTube was a business at the end of the day. YouTube was something that I enjoyed and something that I started every single day and did every single day. And I woke up with a fire under me when new content was being released for a company or a brand. I would stay up till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning until it was released because I wanted to get that information out to my subscribers as fast as I possibly could. I remember, and this is a good business story. I remember Drake was dropping his Scorpion album at midnight. And I told myself, I never went live on YouTube before, but I need to go live on YouTube. I went live on YouTube. I had 3,000 subscribers at the time right now, I think. At this point, as of today, I have like 4,100. So it's not like much of a difference. But at the time, I had... I had around 3,000 subscribers. I went live on YouTube trying to do a live reaction video, a live reaction stream to Drake's new album, Scorpion. I kid you not, I was shitting myself. I had 27,000 people at once watching me. People were commenting. I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was on a popular like live stream, and I was like, oh my God, what is happening? Where did these people come from? Because what happened was I capitalized on the situation. I made a good business marketing decision. When all of this went down, I made sure that I was there, one of the first people to subscribe, or one of the first people to go live with it. So I was very, very smart about it, and I capitalized on it in a good way. But I feel like I got off track of what I was talking about with this podcast. Manifestation is real at the end of the day. If you really want something, you need to make sure you go after it, because nobody is going to go after it as hard as you want to go after it. So many people say they want to lose weight, but people go to the gym for 2 or 3 times, aka me, and the weight never loses. I wanted to lose my stomach for the longest time. It hasn't happened because I didn't put the commitment and the work in to doing that. There's so many things, like I said, that people want in life, but you need to manifest them. If you don't believe in manifestation, have you tried it? If you haven't tried it, it doesn't really give you a reason not to believe in it. So I would just say this. Try manifesting the things that you want and the goals, dreams, and aspirations that you want in your life and see what happens. If it doesn't happen, at least you tried it. This is the other thing. I want to end on this. So many people say they want to do things in life and they want to conquer stuff and have these dreams and getting all this stuff done. But then you ask them, all right, well, have you done it? And they go, no. I go, all right, you haven't even attempted it, and you're already counting yourself out. You know what I mean? Like, I've developed this mentality in my life. I was someone, and I, to this day, to this day, I still am. I am a very, very, very picky eater. And depending on what the food is, like, I'm going to be honest, to this day, I'm probably still never going to try a squid. I'm still never going to try... I tried mushrooms. I don't like them. But there's some things I just don't like. 10 years ago, I didn't like onions. I love onions now. Put them on my cheesesteak. Put them in meals. I don't care. Beans and... what was the first thing I said? Beans and... I just said it a couple seconds ago, and I don't even remember. Beans and something. Whatever I just said that I didn't like. Those two things I know I won't like for a fact. I tried them, whatever. Squid. Squid and beans. No, I will probably never eat them. What I'm getting at with this is if you say you don't like something in life or you can't do something in life and you haven't tried it or attempted it, then there's no room for you to really say that you didn't like it or you didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I would tell people all the time, I didn't like this type of food, I didn't like this type of food. And then they ask me, have you tried it? I'm like, no. They're like, well, how do you know that you don't like it? I'm like, that's a fact. That's a proven fact. So, I try everything now. If I don't like it, I tell them, I don't like it, I'm never going to eat this again. But I still go into it with an open mindset, and I think that that's what a lot of people have to do with not even just trying new foods, but going after their goals. You need to go into it with an open mindset and understand that, yeah, this may fail. You might not get to where you want to be. At the end of the day, you tried it and it succeeded, or you tried it and it miserably failed. Whether a lot of people see that, no people see that, at the end of the day, you're either going to succeed or you're going to fail with whatever you do. Just go after what you want in life. The world is your oyster. At the end of the day, you need to make sure you're happy. Surround yourself with people who are going to make you happy. And at the end of the day, manifest what you want. Go after what you want. Chase your dreams. You're going to get it. You're going to get there. It may take some time, but I promise you, manifest it, wish it into existence, and it will happen. Thank you guys for coming back to another podcast. I know this one was short, but I just wanted to get that out there. I feel like I went off track a couple times, and I do apologize for that. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please rate us 5 stars. Hit that subscribe button on whatever streaming platform you may be listening to, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of the other like 20 that I'm on. This is Mike Sperando from Sporadic signing off. Chase your dreams. Go get them, guys. Have a good one.